Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and I hope everybody is managing to listen to the show tonight because it's a very important one. So for any of you back in the East that's not able to get it tonight, don't forget it can be got another day. Tonight we will be actually speaking to Michelle Abreu, our very own passionate numerologist, and she's producer of all of these wonderful, informative, and entertaining shows that come to you every single day of the week. She's a believer in other people's spiritual journey and their callings. And as a co-founder of Authentic You Radio and TV, Michelle has interviewed some of the top authors, speakers, celebrities in her quest to inspire and empower others to live in authenticity. So, but why numbers? Why are numbers so important, you ask? Well, everything in the universe is governed by numbers. Frequency is numbers. Vibration, energy is measured by numbers. It does not matter from where you are, which part of the world, or the universe. Numbers is the link for all of us. I personally know I'm a number 8, as two of my children are, and I'm fascinated by the numerology, and I have to admit that. But I haven't got what it takes to make sense of it, and believe me, I've bought many books, and just I'm not number-minded. But it is a very wonderful, fascinating science. So this is why we've got Michelle, and she's a dynamo with her info. But it is her calling and her purpose and her passion. She couldn't take another path. This was a path that was chosen for her. But it's not just our numbers, but the numbers that govern what goes around us. With 11/11 and December 21st looming up, we need to understand what it all means to us. Does it mean more hurricanes like Sandy, earthquakes, wars, or a need for a higher vibration? We will be discussing the impacts of Sandy today on the East Coast and whether it was actually preordained that this hurricane should hit there. A little more on Michelle. She's not only an internationally recognized as a celebrity numerologist, but she's also an author. She has one book out, which she'll tell us all about later, and is knows there's another second one in the works. She's an inspirational speaker, radio, TV she hosts. She has a Hollywood clientele base that includes Twilight Zone Vampire Crew, stars of The Big Bang Theory actress, Pirates of the Caribbean actor, BBC director, and the Hay House author Sharon Quirt, and Don Jose Ritz, co-author of The Fifth Agreement, and many more. She's a media favorite and considered an expert in her field. Michelle is frequently requested to be on national outlets such as CBC Radio, CBD, Morning Live, and Breakfast Television. And I have to say, I've seen her in action, and she can address such issues with such decorum. With 14 host shows and much more launching soon, Authentic You Radio is one of the fastest-growing internet radio platforms. Michelle is also preparing to launch an AYR sister platform, the Authentic You TV, giving hosts and the loggers a voice through video. But today, it's all about the numbers, the disasters, the predictions of 11/11, December 21st, and Sandy. So, Michelle, I'd like to bring you on, and maybe you can tell us, to start off with, why Sandy headed for the East.
Oh, boy. Well, Sarah, you know, I've been watching this unique thing happening on the East and the West Coast lately, and I definitely feel like it's a part of the shift and what's going on, energetically speaking, as we head toward the supposed doomsday date of December 21st. And, you know, I'm not a big believer in a specific date. I do believe that we're in the midst of a shift, and it is a pivotal point in our soul's development, so to speak, but I don't think it's really wrapped up in a date, but the date itself does predict something, and it really does tell us a little bit more about what the shift is all about and what we're headed towards and what this new age that's dawning that people are talking about, what it's all about. And I do think that we're going to see more of things like Sandy and things like the earthquake that we saw in British Columbia the other day. And it is this month in particular, the month of October, is the first physical plane number. It's the number one. It's the pioneer number, the trailblazer energy. It's all about new beginnings, and it's very active. So this is one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot of action in terms of whether the Earth itself is taking action. It's taking action not only to cleanse some of the energy that needs to be released, but also helping us move some of the energy out so that we can raise our frequency, which is really what this shift is about. It's about moving to a different level of existence or a different perspective. And that, of course, has to do with energy, because everything is energy. And even quantum physics, and I love this because it really gives clout to a lot of the work that I've been working on for years, is that quantum physics has come on board recently with the fact that even at the base of an atom is not matter as we once thought, but it's actually frozen light particles, which is energy. So I love this because it really gives some, you know, proof in the pudding that numbers are, you know, in math and science are intertwined with all of this mystical new age stuff that people have been talking about for millennia.
The universal language.
Exactly. You know, and numbers, let me give you a little backstory, because I always like to tell people to give a little bit of credibility. You know, who am I to talk about the numbers? Well, my backstory is, you know, pretty ordinary with a little bit of intrigue thrown in. It was about 10 years ago that I started to dream in numbers, and I'm a practical person. I'm extremely practical. I need a lot of fact with my faith, and it's not like me to really just believe something on blind faith or, you know, fully buy into a lot of this mystical, magical, woo-woo stuff that some of the New Age communities are preaching. You know, I need to show me. You know, you need to show me the proof before I believe it. So, you know, about 10 years ago, it was this incredible phenomenon where every single night I was dreaming in numbers. And I had a notepad beside my bed, and I wrote down all of the number sequences that were coming to me. And it was on, you know, doors or license plates or street signs, you name it, it was in my dreams. And so I was writing down these number sequences, and I had no idea what they meant or why I was seeing them. And after a few months, I ended up picking up the book, Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers book. And it completely explained precisely what those messages, those number messages that I was seeing in my dreams, what they meant. And they were answers to all of the challenges that I had in my life at the time. It was literally the other side was speaking to me, and it was this, I mean, a huge aha moment for me. But in hindsight, it, you know, numbers were always my thing. Someone would tell me a phone number, or I would get a new bank card or something like that, and I would know the number right off. I mean, it was like a photographic memory for numbers that I had. And so in hindsight, I knew numbers were my thing, but it wasn't until my mid-20s that it really hit me. And so I stumbled upon numerology, and I haven't looked back, because it is so extremely accurate. Unlike astrology, which tells you, you know, you're compatible with this person or you're not compatible with this person, numerology says, okay, you're this energy and you're this energy. How do we make it work? How do we speak the same language so that we understand each other? And that's the beauty of numbers, is that it really is just a way for us to see the unseen. So numbers represent the energetic patterns that make up the entire universe. So whether you're an 8, like you said, Sarah, you're an 8, and I'm a 3.
Yeah.
So this is how we know what each of us, you know, are energetically.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. You know, there's so many things and ways to identify the complexities of us, because we're not just, you know, a Libra or an 8 or a this or a that. We are made up of so many different aspects, and where the numbers come into it is defining what that 8 means, as well as you were talking about you're needing the clarification, which would be the green in the personality of two colors. And because you go for it and believe in what you believe in, the authentically, it would be the blue. So you would be a blue, orange, green. And you would always take your spirituality and run it through your understanding before you act on it. So all of these things come to help us understand where we're going. And we can't escape them once we understand what they are, because they are what make us up. So a little input on there. Don't try and escape yourself. Embrace. So we see Sandy as a storm predicted over there, and you were just telling me before the show that it was a number 9, and that, as you say, is the 9 of clearing.
Well, yes, this is really significant, and this is something that I have stumbled upon about this shift that has been very profound. And the East Coast, a lot of the cities in the East Coast, they vibrate to the number 9 frequency, and I actually lived in one of those cities, and a lot of the cities that do vibrate to the number 9 are very conservative. They're kind of behind the times in terms of soul's development or being open or aware of some of the energetic forces that are involved in our life. So they're very, I guess you could say, ego-based in a lot of ways, or wrapped up in some of the materialism or much more physical-based. So if we
look
at the
11... about bankers.
Well, you know, I came from Fredericton, and that's a 9 frequency, and New York and places like that, they do resonate to the 9. So there's a lot of, you know, 9 throughout the East Coast, which I'm not surprised that Sandy hit and hit now, and as, you know, definitely as we're coming up on that, not only are we moving into an 11 frequency next month, but we're moving into that December date soon too, which is, you know, very significant. But the 9 frequency is huge because if you look at the 1900s, that was all about money, power, greed. It was about achievement, success, climbing the corporate ladder, you know, all of that stuff that was all about ego. And now we're moving into the 2, and we've been in the 2 for a little while, but it's been very difficult for us to embrace it. And what I mean by the 2 is that when we moved into the 2000s, we replaced the 9 with the 2. So we really shifted gears in so many ways, but have yet to really fully embrace that energy. So what's happening now, and I often call the financial crisis the Armageddon, because that really is what this shift is, why it's bringing about financial crisis rather than famine or war or disease. I mean, there's a lot of doomsday predictions that said, you know, the world is going to end by famine, or it's going to end by war or disease or fire and brimstone, these things. Yeah, exactly. But the financial crisis is really at the hub of the shift, so much so, because what the financial is all about is that 9 frequency, that 1900s, because in the 1900s, we saw advancement and achievement like never before in history. We have yet to replicate that kind of advancement and achievement. That was huge. That 100 years was incredible. We saw everything that we use today being developed in that 100 years. And since we've been in the 2000s, we haven't seen near the advancements that we have seen in that century. So it's clear that we've made a shift, but embracing it has been the difficult part, because there really are like polar opposites. The 9 energy is very ambitious. It is the number of ambition, idealism, and responsibility. And it's a leadership energy. It's the most active mental number. And now when we move into the 2000s, 2 is the number of intuition, sensitivity, and cooperation, and it's the most sensitive soul plane number. So it's really about more soulful living, about being rather than achieving. And a lot of
that
these children being...
that would actually explain a great deal why there are so many more soul practitioners out there and so many more people seeking the spirit way. There seems to be a massive awakening that's happened in this last few years, and that has obviously something to do with that too.
Yes, absolutely. And they do say that the healers of the world, and I even classify myself as a healer in some way, you know, they're very much being called to their post right now because the world needs them. So it is a big movement. And yes, I mean, this 2000 energy, this number 2 is drastically different than the 9 energy, which was all about ambition. And these kids carrying the 2, where we all carried the 9. I mean, everyone born in the 1900s had at least 1 9. But these special children being born now carry the 2 instead of the 9. So they're not driven for money. They're not driven for power. Mm-hmm. They're not determined in the way that we are. And so we, you know, this whole crisis or this... epidemic, they call it, with the, you know, the autistic diagnosis, with so many children being autistic. It's not really that a lot of these kids are truly autistic. It's that they're viewing the world through the lens of the 2 rather than the 9, which is very mental-based. So they're drastically looking at the world in a very different light. So we just don't get it, that's all. So we don't understand where they're coming from, and so we label them as being autistic. So this is what's happening. We're building a bridge. We're building a bridge from the 9 to the 2, and we're just not sure how to get there yet. But if you add the 9 to the two. You get 11.
Got 11.
Yes. So what this is telling us and what the Mayans have been telling us with this end of time's date and why, you know, for example, the winter solstice on December 21st, 2012, by the Naval Observatory says that it ends at 11:11 a.m. Universal Time. And this is coming from the Navy. So this isn't mm-hmm. something that's new age. This is something that is, you know, just of the general knowledge. This is what they have. So the Mayans knew something that we didn't. And what they knew was that we are moving from that 9 to the 2, or a different way of life. A new age is dawning. And it's not Armageddon.
Yes.
The world isn't going
mm-hmm.
to end. We're not going to, you know, fall into the ocean and all die and, you know, that's the end. It's just a new perspective. It's
yes.
getting rid of the old systems that no longer fit us. A lot of the old, you know, just a lot of the old perspectives on things that we have had for a very long time need to change. Because a lot of these new kids coming into the scene, they just don't fit those old ways. So it needs to change.
Yeah, there's a new
that's
vibration
really,
Yeah, there's a new vibration, isn't there? A new frequency. Everybody seems to be operating on a different wavelength now. And, you know, I find that if you talk to an older person that is stuck in the 9, and then you talk to somebody that's embraced the inner of the 2, because it's really like a chalk and cheese. It's so far to the other side of the spectrum that it's almost as that there isn't any communication between it.
Exactly, and this is why I'm saying we need to build a bridge. And a lot of the people
mm-hmm.
seeing 11:11. So if you're seeing 11:11,
I've lost you, Michelle. Are you there?
I'm there. Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sarah?
Hi, Michelle. Are you there? I've lost you.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Oh, I guess Sarah can't hear me. Hold on.
I hope that Sandy isn't getting in our way here. Okay, I'm not hearing you at all.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Sarah?
Can you hear me, Michelle?
I can hear you just fine. Just a second. Let's see if we can...
I love it when we have these kind of technical differences. So I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on. She can hear me. I can't hear her at all. So I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe I'll get you to call back in, Michelle, and see if we can reconnect, because I've lost you completely,
love. Can you hear me,
love.
Sarah?
And in the meantime, we'll just carry on talking a little bit about the numerology. I obviously don't know anything about it as far as the numbers are concerned, but I do very much... and the frequency and the different type of vibrations. And if you do talk to the older generation that are still very much in the old regime, it is so hard for them to accept any of this new positive approach, because a great deal of it is kind of living out in that trust and that faith and that goodwill. And it's very, very hard for people to live like that if they are stuck in that old regime where everything has to be done by kind of tradition or done in a different way. And I find that it has been very, very hard adjustment for people that are still based in those old numbers. For people like me, who was a spiritual teacher, it became an awakening for me. It became something for me to totally and utterly embrace. And so many people out there now that have been awoken, and they're not quite sure what is happening to them. So these numbers have definitely got something very, very significant here. I'm really hoping we can get Michelle back.
Can you hear me, Sarah?
Oh, thank you. Good. Yes, we can. I don't want to lose you.
Okay, great.
Minutes here. So I don't know if you heard what I was saying there about, you know, the awakening and everything. I was talking about the vibrancy, et cetera. But just let's focus a little bit more on that kind of 11:11. And there's another point I want to throw in there where you can explain about what the 11:11 means. But you were also telling me a while ago that the Obamas, both Mr. and Mrs. Obama, are both 11s. And how exactly is this in this election at the present moment?
I love that, because I really think, you know, I'm not a big politics fan, and I don't really follow politics, but when I see something like that, it really stands out for me, because this, you know, the U.S., as much as they've lost a little bit of their footing in terms of being the global, you know, hub, I guess, the hub of the world in terms of financial and those kinds of things. I mean, the world really looks to the U.S. for a lot of things, you know, to steer us and direct us, so to speak. And, you know, knowing that it is guided by two 11s are they actually the 11-11 pair that are meant to lead us into this new age? Because as much as we want to, you know, say, okay, the U.S. is losing their footing, they're still in power, so to speak, and they will be a big part of, you know, steering the world out of this mess and into something better, something greater, a different focus, a different direction. And though I definitely think without a doubt that Obama and Michelle will be back in office, they have to be, they will be, there's, you know, no doubt. And interestingly enough, Romney, who is the, you know, the candidate in the running against Obama, is a nine, which he represents the old paradigm.
If you look at everything that he stands for, you know, and especially when it comes to the issues of women, when I had Jason on the show, everything seemed to come back to the 50s and sending us right back in time. And when you do, you know, listen to President Obama, it is all about the adjustment, the adaptability and the creativity of moving forward. And it feels like there's two different languages being spoken to you.
Yes, and this is it. See, what we're seeing in this political race is that Romney is the nine, which represents the old paradigm that we're leaving behind, and Obama represents the 11, which is what we're wanting to move towards, because 9 plus 2 is 11, what I was talking about with the two different centuries. So it really does represent on a bigger scale what's happening, and it's reflecting even in that. It's like a mirror image of the shift. So without a doubt, Obama's going to be back in office. Whether you like him or not, he's definitely
the one
that's meant to be, So a lot of people are, you know, one way or the other, but it definitely has something to do with this shift. And see, the thing is with the 11s and the people who have the 11 life path is that they're not driven for money. They're not money-based. And although this seems contradictory to what the country needs because they're in a financial crisis, what Obama is going to do for the country is lead them out of focusing on money and focusing on another alternative way of looking at, you know, how to approach this. Because some of the countries in the other side of the world are going back to bartering and doing things like that where their country is broke and they have to do these things. So there's going to be a different way of looking at things. So the 11s are perfect for this because they're not driven by money. So it's crucial.
The financial crisis isn't just in the States, it's global. I mean, you know, that whole crash we have was the domino effect. And if you think about it, that is the connection between every single country on this planet, is the financial, that everybody is, there is no one rich country at the present moment. Everybody is in dire things. And there has to be a different mindset. There has to be a different approach, a different vibration. And, you know, a comment I made the other day is, from my perspective, I see Obama is for the people, where I see Romney is for his people. So look, a slightly different wording and approach to that. So I think it's take it into mind. Where do you want to go when you're voting there on Tuesday? And let's hope that New York is back up, you know, lit up so they can vote. But let's get away from the politics and let's talk about, can we see any more of these natural disasters or hurricanes or anything else coming up around this 11-11 or December? Are you seeing anything happening there? Is there anything that's going to really mark this passage in any kind of landmark type significant way?
Well, you know, I think we'll see a little bit more in terms of weather, you know, extra snow. For example, I mean, Calgary, we've got snow very early, which is very unusual. And there's just a lot of kind of tumultuous weather hitting everywhere. And, you know, we'll continue to see that. But we're actually moving into the 11, which next month is the 11 frequency. So we're going to see a lot of the energy becoming amped up and a little bit more of a higher vibration as we move towards that you know, Armageddon date. So we will see, you know, extra things on the physical level with the weather and all of that. But I wanted to mention another thing about the 11 because I think it's something that really needs to be spoken about, because there's, you know, there's different levels with this 11-11, and people who are seeing it are actually being called to their posts, so to speak, because they are a part of being a guide for this new age. And 11 is actually the spiritual guide number. So those people who are seeing it do have a greater responsibility to mankind to be able to guide others during this time of great need. But the other thing with the 11-11, if you add it together, it's actually a 4 frequency. And, you know, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. So when we look at the 4, 4 is actually a gateway number between worlds. And I'm actually going to be interviewing, hopefully, fingers crossed that it all works out, someone in the U.S. has an interview with a little girl who has schizophrenia, who has been interviewed by Dr. Phil and Oprah, and she sees the number 4. And she has imaginary friends named 4 and 400. And I totally get where she's coming from, because 4, like I said, is a gateway number between worlds. So what I mean by that is, you know, for example, Doreen Virtue calls number 4 the angel number. And it's the same frequency that the spiritual realm uses to manifest and permeate into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time of us being able to manifest something new, to be able to create something new, pulling upon our creator abilities as being able to create our own reality. And it is like a gateway. It's like the 1111 has so many different underlying messages, but one of them is that it's a gateway right now to be able to create something more, something greater, something better. So
raising
keep that
our vibration.
In mind.
Yeah, raising our
yes.
vibration. I've said over and over again that we need to collectively raise this vibration. The planet needs it. We need to raise that frequency and that vibration in order to help the planet, which it has a domino effect on the universe. And I think we're being watched very, very carefully, because we had to have this change, or this Earth wouldn't carry on the way that we're treating it. And there has to be a different consciousness in respect, in value, and in gratitude of each other and of the planet. And I think raising that vibration is certainly a very big significance of it. So you say that we can see a few more weather changes and that type of thing, but mostly, I mean, you know, most people that are in the spiritual world do agree that it's a raise of consciousness. I love the way that you put it, that it is a gateway into from the old into the new. But, you know, there's an awful lot of people, including myself, that, you know, kind of keeps feeling that we move forward and there's a hand that goes up against our chest and stops us. Is that because we're having to wait for that 11-11 to step into place before we can step forward?
And that's a good point, Sarah, because a lot of people are feeling like someone's hit a big pause button. It's like we're on pause and we can't move forward, and as much as we try to do that, we can't. And yes, it has a lot to do with that raising of the frequency, because we can't be barreling full steam ahead with, you know, our own goals and determination and all of that while we're raising the frequency. It's something that we have to be a little bit paused to be able to do this. So it's all about being, right?
We have to do it collectively.
Right? We have to be, right? And we have to kind of be in the moment and be still in order to do this. So it's a lot of work energetically. We can't really have our focus elsewhere when we're doing this on an energetic level. So, yes, our goals are kind of put on hold for a little bit, and it's okay that we're, you know, we feel this unseen force making us stop, because that's what our focus is on. That it's kind of like growing. It's like if you look at a child who is growing, they, you know, there's a lot of their energy is being put forth to the growing, and they sleep a lot and they're tired and all that stuff. And that's kind of what we can, you know, say about us. We're kind of on pause to grow, right?
So, you know, maybe when it comes to that 11-11, that particular day, so you're saying the 11th hour of the 11th day on the 11th month, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, the 11
that's
is really telling us.
The time that we should be very, very conscious about kind of throwing our energy out to the world collectively.
Yeah, and I think we're at this time right now where we need to decide what we want going forward. What do we want collectively? What do we want globally? And that's going to determine what we're going to create next, because we're moving into a very creative energy next year. 2013 is a 6 energy, which is not only the number of creativity and creative expression, but also the visionary number. So we're going to see a lot of tweaks on inventions, a lot of new models coming up. So it's going to be a great time of reinvention.
I have an invention, so I'm extremely excited for that. Yeah, definitely. Well, it looks like
we all are.
Can you give people your site so they can get hold of you before we get closed out?
Yes, it's michellearbeau.com, and you can reach me there, drop me a line, or you can look me up on Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to connect with you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michelle. This has been dynamo. I wish we had more time. a quick thing to tell everybody. I've got Jeffrey Miller tomorrow, next week on the show, talking about embracing your change or changing your mind in a 21-day program. And tomorrow I have Mary Tizan on the other show, You're Important to Sarah, talking about her number nine novel, The Immigrant's Daughter. I wish we had more time to talk about this tonight, because these numbers are fascinating. And, you know, just folks, remember this. The 11th day, everybody stop what you're doing and everybody get out there and send goodwill to everyone in the universe. And let's see if we can raise that vibration up and bring peace, harmony, and gratitude to this world for this beautiful planet and for the beauty within each other. Okay, folks. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on. You are a wonderful producer. We love these shows. And folks, tune in. She's got plenty of other people on other shows here that have got some wonderful insightfulness for you. So,
thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for being on.
I've taken my bows and my curtain call. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses.